turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Appreciate all of our ladies. I hope that you know that you are valued. And we are very thankful for you. We'll let our young people do this mess. Children's Bible time. Frank, you have anybody? Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is where we're going to start. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Title of the message is this: Christ died for me. Christ died for me. That's what the substitutionary death of Christ. We're studying doctrines on Sunday evening. Substitution, Christ substituted for me. That's what sub is. He takes the place of. And he took my place on Calvary's cross. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. He was seen of Cephas, and then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so ye believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yea, and we have found, and we are found, false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep, those that are gone in dead, in Christ are perished. The repercussions are astounding. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable, but we have hope in Christ. We're going to talk about that hope this evening as we talk about the doctrine of the substitutionary death of Jesus Christ. Christ died for me. Father, speak to our hearts this evening. May someone who is listening, who has never received the gift of God, which is eternal life, be convicted of their need and come to you and receive that gift. Father, for those who are here this evening, they're Christians, they know you as their Savior. May they have confidence in the gift that they have received and go out and share that with the world. May your light be reflected in our life, we pray. Well, thank you for what you do tonight. It is in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Keep your finger here in 1 Corinthians. And follow with me to 1 Peter chapter 2. James, 1 Peter chapter 2. Hebrews, James, Peter, 2nd chapter, verse 24. Notice what it says of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for me. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but now are returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Let's read those two verses together as a church family. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, the scripture reads, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. For ye were as sheep going astray, but now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls." Turn with me to chapter 3, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust." He is just, we are the unjust ones. "That he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Read verse 18 with me. "For Christ also hath once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." Now watch this. I like to move my hands. "For Christ has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring me to God," us to God, "being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit." The definition of substitutionary. By substitutionary or vicarious atonement means that the Lord Jesus Christ suffered and died as our substitute. Now that's textbook definition. Now we're going to personalize it. That Jesus Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, suffered and died as my substitute. Can you say that? The Lord Jesus Christ died and suffered for my sin, my injustice, my wickedness, my vileness, my substitute, and that he paid the penalty for our sins. Can you say that? That he paid the penalty for my sin. Can you personalize it? He did. And that definition, you can put yourself, personalize that. He paid your debt. He suffered and died as my substitute. He paid my penalty on Calvary's tree. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines substitution as the act of putting one person or thing in the place of another to supply its place. As a substitution of an agent, an attorney, a representative to act for one in his absence. Ms. Bishop and I bought our home. We never met the seller. They had rented out the house. And they had moved to New York, I think it was. And when we went, all the documents that we signed, they were faxed back and forth between the attorneys. When we came to closing, we sat there at the table and signed the documents. The owner was not there. He had a substitute, a legal substitute, and that was in the attorney. We met the attorney, never met the owners. A representative to act in one's absence, or substitution of a banknote for gold or silver as a circulating medium. Why is there a need for a substitute? Well, Brother Monday sang the song, "Silver or gold's not going to cut it." Doesn't matter how much you have. Does not matter. I like the song. "I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone." And one of the burdens you cannot bear is the burden of sin. You cannot bear that alone. Why is it necessary? God's righteousness and God's holiness demand a payment for sin. It demands payment. I don't know if you've ever received a phone call from a bill collector. Now, those guys are absolutely ruthless. And they are just seem to be uncaring. I've dealt, the guy's in heaven. He had some financial problems. He was in a nursing home. Listen, he had no money. But the debt collectors were after him till the day he died. I remember calling one of them on the phone because he had come into just a little bit of money. I want to say it was $1,000. And he had one debt that was $10,000. And so I called up the guy and I said, you have, this fellow, he's got a debt. Hey, well, you're not him. I said, I'm acting as his representative. He said, well, I need him to say that. So I said, yeah, he needs you talking. I said, yeah, this is, yeah, that's who I am. Yep, this is me. And he gave birthday, social security number, all that. And he said, yes, Pastor Bishop has my permission to act as my agent, my representative. They put me back on the phone. And so I said, okay. He said, now will you talk to me? He said, yeah, I'll talk to you. He said, what's the deal? I said, here's the deal. He owes you $10,000. He said, yeah. They said, yeah. And I said, how much are you willing to settle for? And he said, I'm willing to settle for $10,000. I said, he doesn't have $10,000. He is never going to have $10,000. But I'm telling you that he has $1,000 right now. And we'll send that to you. That'll be all the money that he has in the whole world if you will settle this debt. And the guy said, no, he ain't taking $1,000. We'll take 10. And in a couple of weeks, it'll be 14. And I said, you know, in a couple of weeks, it's probably going to be debt, and you're not going to get anything. But he wouldn't do it. And a couple of weeks later, he was dead, and the money was all gone, and there was no money left to give him. And he ended up not getting anything, not anything at all. That guy, he was just demeaning. I hadn't done anything wrong. I was just coordinating. But it's just pretty incredible. What do we need? And when it comes to sin, Satan is just, man, he's just brutal. He knows you. He knows what you've done. He knows where you've gone. He knows the things that you're up to. And he just is the accuser of the brethren. But God and his tender mercy, wherewith he loved us, God's love, God's patience, God's compassion, God's mercy, God's grace, all those words kick in because God loves us. And he demonstrated that love on Calvary's cross. The only begotten Son of God paid my debt. Wow. You would think that at the very least we would say tonight, thank you for paying my debt. Many times we find ourselves saying, what are you thinking? Instead of saying, thank you for paying my debt. You are a whole lot better off tonight with Christ than you will ever be without Christ. The best person in the world, the person with the most money in the world, is not better off than you are. The person with the most money in the world without Christ is in a desperate situation. Your situation is, now maybe bad, it may look bad, but for me to live as Christ, to die is gain. Turn with me to Romans chapter 5. Book of Romans chapter 5. Acts, Romans, the 5th chapter. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. And here's where God kicked in. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And again, personalize that. Christ died for me. Can you read that verse with me? For Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Ready? But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Look back at verse 6. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He took my sin, my guilt, and he endured that in his own body. The sacrifice of Christ was an acceptable payment. In doing so, Christ enabled me to be reconciled to God. He took the guilt, Christ took the guilt that was mine and paid for that on Calvary Street. So think about the Old Testament scripture. Are the flowers beautiful this morning? Neri, did you know those? Yeah. May I set them aside for just a moment? Okay.
That was the only way I was going to get out of that trouble.
So Abraham goes up to Mount Moriah. Mount Moriah is the place where Jesus Christ is going to be crucified. He takes his son, and his son says, "Dad, the altar, here's the wood, but where is the sacrifice?" And what does Abraham say? Abraham says, has great faith. People talk about what the Old Testament people did not know, but Abraham very clearly said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. That's what he said. Seems to me Abraham understood that God was going to provide himself. Put his son Isaac on the altar, laid him out there, and raised a hand, and God said, what? I have a substitute. Boy, that was good news, right? I have a substitute. Who's a substitute? Over there is a ram caught in the thicket, and that ram is going to symbolize what I'm going to do on Calvary's cross. Abraham, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm really okay with that.
Who is in the 8:30 service this morning? Anybody in the 8:30 service this morning? Several of you were. So my grandson, Ezra, was in the service, sitting in the back row, and the first Mr. Frank leads the first song, and then I come up to pray, and he hears my voice, and he's going, paw, 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 from the back during prayer, which I thought was neat. And this is what David said. You got, a dozen grandkids, and you finally got one that likes you. So, you're going to lay Ezra down here and say, hey, I give you a choice. You can sacrifice the child. You can die for your sin, or you can accept the substitute that I have provided. I take substitute. I take substitute. And Abraham did that. Many people miss the meaning of that. That Christ, at some point in the future, God will provide himself a sacrifice, was going to come to that exact spot, Mount Moriah, and was going to give his life on Calvary's tree as my substitute. Sign me up. And I did that, 19 years of age. That just made a lot of sense to me. I can die for my sin, or I can accept God's substitute, the only begotten Son of Jesus Christ. I chose the substitute. Who in their right mind wouldn't? Lots of people refuse Christ. They just do. A Passover lamb pointed to the substitute. Isaac pointed to the substitute. The ram in the thicket pointed to the substitute. The place, Mount Moriah, pointed to the substitute. In the stead of, he took my place. Turn with me to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53. Now we looked at this passage in the New Testament that was quoted. How do we know the Old Testament is the Word of God? How do we know the New Testament is the Word of God? And it's quoted back and forth. Isaiah 53, who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? We memorize this. Look at verse 4. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him my iniquity, the iniquity of us all. His substitution for me. Say, preacher, really the substitutionary death doctrinal stuff on Sunday night? How important is this? I tell you what, it's important to me. It's important to my children. It's important for my grandchildren. It's the most important thing of life. How important it is the New Testament? Mentioned 175 times. The substitutionary death of Christ on the cross mentioned 175 times in the New Testament alone. That's pretty important. That's pretty important. Jesus paid my debt, gave his life as a ransom. He paid to redeem me. You, put yourself in that. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28 says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Causes the cults to shudder, the liberals to scoff, the demons to spew hatred, and the world goes nuts. You don't think the world goes nuts? And come with me tomorrow. May is a busy month. There's lots of requests for the chaplain to come out and show, put on a parade. And listen, I'm not interested in a parade. I want you to show up to events. They want an invocation. Invocation is to invoke God's blessings on the event. But they do not want you to pray in Jesus Christ's name. Mm-hmm. Why? Because it is offensive to them. It's not offensive to me. It's offensive to me that it is offensive to them. So I need a helper. Who will help me tonight? Somebody want to help me tonight? Nobody wants to help me tonight. Oh, no, you're too old. Sit down. Come on, Theo. I'll let Theo help me. He'll raise his hand. And you're about the right age. How old are you?
17.
Yeah, okay. Lay down. Lay down. Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have a pillow that I brought. Some tools here. Wait a minute, first of all. Do I have your permission to mess with him a little bit? Now Merrick Monday is thinking legal stuff. I can see his brain turning, going, it depends to a limit, right? So I have some knives. I have a blue one. Can I stab you with that? Preferably not. Maybe it's the color. I have a red one. That would match blood. No. Yellow. We could cut you in pieces with this one. No? Maybe you're a purple kind of guy. So this is about the age of Isaac. And Abraham said, okay. And he's lifting the knife. And my dad, when he taught this passage of Scripture, said he believed that Abraham was on his way down, and God grabbed his arm and said, look in the thicket. I provided a substitution. Let's just see. Theo, if we were really going to kill you tonight, do you have life insurance? Okay, so we're not going to kill you. You have no life insurance. We can't benefit from this. And we gave you a choice of dying here tonight. Bless his heart. That was not planned. Or taking the ram in the thicket. What would you take?
Give you the ram.
Ram in the thicket. Okay, thank you very much. I just tell you, that makes perfect sense. And when you tell people about Christ, that's a choice they're facing. Now, you're not going to kill them. But it is appointed on the man once to die, right? And after this, the judgment. And they're going to lay out on a table. It's going to be maybe the coroner's table or the undertaker's table. But they're going to lay out. And the question is, will you receive the substitute, Christ, or will you pay for your own sin? I'll take the substitute every single time. Every single time. Christ died for me. Christ died for you. Those that believe, trust in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 puts it like this. For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. This provision has been made available to all. And the only currency that matters is the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Theo, come on back up. Okay, come right over here. All right, we're done killing for the night. Hey, anybody in the room have a $100 bill? We got two hands in the back. May I have it? It's a good plan, right? Did you know she had this money?
That's why I call her manager.
Okay.
Manager.
Okay. And I asked her if she would give it to me, and she said yes. And she gave it to me, right?
So,
hey, there we go. Okay. So, Theo, do you have a bank account?
Yes, sir.
You do?
I do.
Oh, wow. Would you consider yourself independently wealthy?
No.
No. Do you have enough? Your dad have a house payment?
Yes.
Okay. You have enough for a one-month house payment in your bank?
No.
I'm checking the number.
This is a guy you don't want to marry just yet. Okay. All right. So you could use some money.
I could.
There you go. Now your sin needs to be paid for. That was easy.
What?
Yeah, she's watching it back there. She's going. She knows where we live. So, silver or gold, and this is representing as a piece of paper. That's all it is. It has a value based on what it says, but really, it's no value in itself. It's value in what it represents. So you have no money, right? Well. Where'd my pen go? So, you're going to be in charge of paying the house payment, so you need some money, right? So, let's, I'm sure the bank just doesn't, they just don't appreciate your sense of humor, right?
No.
Yeah, okay. So, let's do this. Please give me all your money. I have a gun. We should be polite, right?
Yeah.
Thank you
for your hospitality.
Very much. Sincerely, Briggs Monday. So why don't you go down to the bank and see if they'll give you some money based on that.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you think they would give you some money based on that?
They might, but they'll take it back in a second when the cops show up.
Okay. So you... Maybe... You don't think they'll like this?
No, they might have better paper.
Maybe if we put it on a nicer paper.
Possibly.
Get a bond paper and write the same. Do you think they'd take it then? Do you think they'd give you money? But they'd probably come and get you. Okay. Maybe you need something more flashy, a little flashier paper. Right. Maybe if you wrote it on one of their withdrawal slips, that would help. You don't think so?
No.
No. All right. Okay. Thank you very much. Can I trust you to take that back to her? Okay, watch it. You're all my witness. Money can't buy salvation. You're not going to rob your way in. It's going to come by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's got to be the right currency. Brother Monday had a sing about that. Not silver nor gold can obtain our salvation. It's by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And there's just no other way to do that. And Mr. Theo is smart enough, I hope Briggs is too, to know that you just can't write a note on a withdrawal slip and go to the bank and say, give me all the money, I have a gun. Because that's illegal. You can go to jail for that. The police come and take you away. And that's not even something you should joke about. And at the bank teller, you go to the bank teller and I'm just kidding. Oh, I'll come visit you in the jail. Because that's not going to end well. But yet people think they're going to get to heaven by their good works, by what they've done, by their status in life, by the robe that they wear. Outside of Christ, Christ is my substitute. Outside of Christ, I have no hope. Can you say that with me? Outside of Christ, I have no hope. Because there is no hope outside of Christ. People refuse Him. And when you refuse Christ, you stand condemned. And you must pay the price for your own sin. I am going to take the substitute. I took substitute at 19 years of age. And I have never regretted that Christ is my substitute. And I have spent my life telling people, encouraging people to accept the substitute. Sometimes that is not well received. I did a police funeral several years back, and a high-profile guy in the Mount Vernon community, and he and I had become friends because I had visited his wife over and over in a nursing home, and he said, when I die, I want you to do my funeral. And he died of a heart attack, died before his wife, and I did his funeral. There was so much brass in the room. I hadn't seen that much brass in a room. And I was a police officer, former police officer. And they sat there. And the chaplain gets up. And I'll tell you what, it was not what they expected. There were mouths hanging open, and I said, without the shed blood of Jesus Christ, there is whole hope for remission of sin. And if you reject Jesus Christ, you will die in your sin. That slowly, that methodically, that clearly, because that's the message. And we are called to be true to the message, popular or unpopular. It is the truth. Matthew chapter 25, verse 41. Then shall he, Jesus, say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Father, I thank you for your grace and your goodness. I thank you for your salvation. Thank you for this Bible doctrine that drives home the point that we cannot obtain our salvation on our own. We cannot atone for sin. And there is no amount of legal wrangling, no note that we can write, no sincerity that we can offer, no sincerely written draft that will ever atone for our sin. We need the substitute. We need you. We thank you for providing that for us. With every head bowed and every eye closed, you're here this evening. You say, preacher, I have never received the substitute for my sin, Jesus Christ. But tonight, God is speaking to my heart. Pray for me. Slip your hand up. Hold it up for a moment. Stand to our feet, our heads bowed and eyes closed. The altar is open. You want to pray, you can. You want the preacher to pray for you. If you're a burden for someone, you can absolutely pray for them. And God bless you tonight. for your salvation. We thank you for providing us a substitute in yourself. And tonight we thank you in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Theo, would you take care of my...